Wasatch County Council held a work session Wednesday, February 8th. The first item on the agenda was Bonanza Flats, 1,300 acres of open space in the county along its border with Park City. Park City voters passed a bond last November to raise $25 million to buy that property, but the final price tag is much higher, $38 million. The city has until March 15th to raise the additional $13 million. They have asked other municipalities, like Salt Lake City and County, to help raise the money, since citizens there use Bonanza Flats for recreation. But Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis says his county is participating financially in another way.
This issue or this question has arisen, are we participating? I feel that what we're giving up in the way of tax revenue forever far exceeds $38 million they're paying for the property.
Davis is referring to the potential tax revenue the county will lose if Bonanza Flats isn't developed, which has been a possibility for the past 20 years. In 1997, United Park City Mines owned the land and submitted a master plan to Wasatch County for the development of a golf course and a 260-unit development called Bonanza Mountain Resort. And a master development plan for Solitude Mountain Resort in April 2001 refers to that development, along with a day ski lodge and three ski lifts connecting Park City, Deer Valley, Brighton, and Solitude. And Davis reminded Wasatch County Council on Wednesday that as recently as 6 months ago, he had heard from a developer interested in the property. Councilman Steve Farrell said past development proposals also included 75,000 square feet of commercial use. He calculated the cost to the county if that land remains open space.
On the 260 units that could legally be built up there, and just estimate a value of about $2.5 million a unit, that's $6.5 million a year that would be coming to our schools and to the county.
Another council member said he's heard mixed reviews from his constituents.
We've seen letters from folks wondering why we're not participating. We've also, at least myself, have received phone calls wondering why we would give up that potential tax revenue to Wasatch County. So I think our position is, as Mike stated, at least mine is, we're not objectionable, but we are participating in a big way.
Representatives from Summit Land Conservancy and Utah Open Land say they have plenty of support from Wasatch County individuals who want Bonanza Flats to remain open space. Bridget Meinhold, a resident of Brighton Estates, is one of them.
I can't disagree with the fact that they are foregoing tax revenue by not having a developer in that spot. But frankly, I think they're gaining so much more with having the open space. They'll realize that they have an even greater resource than just a space for a bunch of multi-million dollar houses.
Meinhold spoke at the county meeting. She said she was encouraged by Wasatch County's new efforts to identify and preserve open space. And Park City Manager Diane Foster says the city appreciates the county's support.
Their message is definitely not, oh, we don't care about revenue. It's very much a, hey, we believe we are participating in this purchase by being supportive of willing to forego tax revenue. It by no means is saying that they don't care about tax revenue or they don't need it.
Foster said Park City Mayor Jack Thomas wants to thank Wasatch County Council in person. That could happen at their next meeting on February 15th or March 1st. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.